just think, only 159 days until Christmas. It'll be cold then. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us, not one, but two very special guests this hour. The first, she has had quite a week. She is the newly crowned Miss USA 2015, the former Miss Oklahoma, Olivia Jordan. We'll catch up with Olivia, see what this first week has been like with the crown. Christina Staffa will be by, and we will chat with Olivia. And then another edition of America's Business with Ted David, followed by surprising vacation spots. And what I mean by surprising is, you may think, oh, I don't want to go there. It's going to be so crowded, the lines, There are places you can go to right now, there's nobody there. And you would think it would be crowded. And how do I know? I experienced one. And then our second special guest of the hour, Lou Gramm, former lead singer, co-writer of all those huge hits by Foreigner, late 70s, early 80s. Some of those Foreigner songs, Urgent, Cold as Ice, they were the soundtrack of that time. We'll talk about Lou's new book. Christina will be back, and we will chat with Lou Gramm. We start things off this hour with summertime. When do you get to your point when you say, okay, the novelty is worn off, I've had it with the heat and the humidity, and I want it to be cold? When is that? We're what, late July now? Have you had that? I mean, there are parts of the country that have been red hot since mid-May. Others have been hot since early June. There is stuff in the stores already for back to school. Now I know parts of the country go back much earlier than others. Where I live in the Northeast, we go back a couple of days before Labor Day. There are some places that go back in late August, other parts of the country, whatever. But when do you have enough of summer? There are people that, and I don't understand this, they will sit out in 102 degree temperatures with a humidity of like 99%, a heat index of 148. Oh, I love this. I could take this all the time. Really? You know, the novelty wears off when I sit in my car and I roast for the first 5 minutes before the air conditioning can catch up, and before, because you can't open the windows, you have just, it's like being in a blast furnace with all the heat just being blasted in through the windows as you drive down the highway. And I know, and it's, somebody is probably saying, oh, but he'll be the first to complain in the winter. Yes. I get to that point in the winter, and my winter cutoff point is really around President's Day. I've had more than enough, because the snow, the ice, everything else, ha ha ha, all the ho-ho-hos are gone and everything, you know, and you're just done. It is to that point now. I've had just about enough. We've had some very oppressively hot and humid days in my neck of the woods, and so it's time to change the seasons. And isn't that one of the best parts about living in a part of the country where the seasons change? I don't think I could ever live in a place where it's always 85 degrees, nor could I live in a place where it's always 35 degrees and cloudy. I like things changing. It sort of adds to the orderly progression of the year, does it not? It's nice to look forward to warm weather. Then it's nice to look forward to colder weather. What is your favorite time of the year? For me, it's like the last couple of weeks of April into early May, when it's 75 degrees and no more cold weather and you don't have to wear the heavy coats. Some people like the fall. I hate the fall. You know why? Because everything is dying around me on the trees. Everything is turning brown and dark gold, and you know, everything's just withering on the vine, and you know, you're headed to the abyss that is known as winter. So I'm not a fall guy, really not. I'm an optimist. I like when the days get a little warmer each day and there's more sunshine and flowers, rather than just watching death around me for two. All right, maybe that's too, I know it's too much, but you know what I mean. So, but the change of the seasons, it's one of the best things nature came up with. Kudos to nature. Stay with us. And it's hot right now, but I won't complain any longer. Speaking of which, Miss USA 2015 is coming up next. Olivia Jordan will be on the program, and Christina Staffa will stop by, and we will chat with Miss USA. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He's the first player to return to the NBA after a kidney transplant, and his Memorial Day miracle shot helped lead the San Antonio Spurs to their first world title.
Into Sean Elliott. He fires the three.
So where is Sean Elliott now? After retiring in 2001, Sean worked for NBC, ABC, and ESPN before settling in as color commentator for local TV broadcast in San Antonio. The Spurs honored Sean in 2005 by retiring his jersey. Sean made headlines in 2012 when Sacramento Kings player DeMarcus Cousins confronted Sean after Sean criticized DeMarcus on air for trash talking. Looks like Sean Elliott's on a mission to stop trash talking. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-Second Review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a minion. The Min!
6-Second Reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now play.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. A German team has come up with a way to make burnable gas out of bales of regular field straw. Some uses include replacing polluting CO2-emitting coal with clean straw gas in modern German power plants. The energy efficiency from straw to electricity is a full 40%. This German project intends to demonstrate an efficient and clean method to use straw for power production in a large scale.
This is a heat exchanger for hot water. It produces hot water from the gasification.
And since straw is a major biomass resource in large parts of Europe, this will also improve the economy and employment in the entire agricultural sector. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.